This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons
on FUBAR Radio.
Hello. Welcome to Mark Flinch there. Welcome to the Newsish show. I'm, of course, Sean Walsh, joined, as always, by Mark Simmons.
Let's do this.
Okay. Come on. Coming up, we'll be taking a look at the headlines for the front pages of the broadsheets. That'll be followed by our news section. We'll be talking to German Rob through the medium of Mark. My mum's not here, so we're not doing local gossip. But we will talk to my dad for sports news. Mark will be taking a look at the tabloid front pages as well as his newsletter. It's a long show. And then we'll be finishing off, of course, with the weather with our guest comedian, Simon Evans. How was that?
Good, mate. That was flawless.
I've not got my headphones on. Oh, where are they? So it feels weird. Is that there?
Well, there is a pair of headphones, but that's too far away to be yours.
It might be.
No way are they yours.
Hello? Yes, they are.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Good.
Hacking. Good work.
Right, good.
Oh.
So, it's now Save It For The Show. Where myself and Mark catch up on air.
Yeah, we really haven't seen each other at all yet, really.
No.
Normally we sort of have walked together for a bit,
yeah.
But now you just sort of got in, so...
Yeah.
Cracking. What have you been up to?
Did the music video.
Oh, yeah, that we spoke about last week.
Yeah?
Yeah, for an indie band called...
Lower Than Atlantis.
Yeah, and how was that?
Great fun.
Really? What was the video?
It was... Oh, yeah, so that was it. I play a sort of music exec, and I spot them playing in a pub.
Right.
And then I offer them a contract, and then they go on to be a pop band, but they're not happy.
Because they're a pop band.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then you see the parallel universe of them turning me down.
How do they know they're a pop band? No, sorry, how do you know they're a pop band?
What, in the video?
Is there talking?
I think they turn into, like, they look like a boy band, you know?
Yeah.
Or the video turns a bit more poppy.
Yeah.
There you go, Lower Than Atlantis. Lovely guys.
Did you talk in it?
No.
Easy job.
Yeah.
What an easy acting
job. I've been
job.
In the music video. It's cool.
Yeah, when's that released?
Dunno.
Cool.
Yeah. So that's what I've been up to. What have you been up to?
Oh, mate, just on that damn road, didn't I?
What?
Up in Liverpool, doing...
just on that damn road?
Yeah.
What's that?
That's like a proper comedian.
Just put on that damn road.
Just up that road, mate.
I'm riding that road.
Liverpool, 3 gigs in Liverpool the weekend.
At that famous club,
on the way home.
Hot Water?
No.
All right.
No, I haven't got in with them yet.
Okay. Glad I brought that up.
No, I haven't tried.
Fair enough.
It's great, man. Liverpool audiences, they're lively, aren't they?
Yes.
Crikey.
What, anything happened? Any heckles? What?
Peter Crouch.
Sorry?
Yeah, they heckled me, Peter Crouch.
Yeah, because you're tall and got light hair.
That's such an old reference.
What do you mean it's an old reference? He's still alive playing football.
Is he? He still plays, does he?
Yeah.
Oh, I could heckle. I just looked at him like they were mental. Like,
did they get a laugh?
Well, when they shouted
laugh.
It?
Yeah.
No, I don't think they did, actually. Normally in Liverpool, everyone thinks they're funnier than the comedian.
Yeah.
So they, yeah,
well, depending on who's on.
Yeah, that's true. But being from down south.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was a bit of fun, mate. A bit of fun.
Okay.
And I was thinking, right, isn't life good these days? It is. No, I had this thought
what
when
are
I was.
You talking about?
Oh, life's so easy now. It's great.
What do you mean?
Right. So I'm a member of Pure Gym.
Showing off.
Back at home.
Or off air. All Mark talks about is the gym.
No, it is not.
It's all you talk about.
Unbelievable.
I'm going to the gym.
Yeah. So Pure Gym, brilliant.
Yeah.
And I found out that if you want to use another Pure Gym anywhere, you just phone them, and it costs you £1. So I could just go and use the gym when I was away. How good is that?
You've decided to say that on the radio.
Not just that, mate. Everything. Netflix. I just want to say, everything's brilliant.
What?
You can spend £5 a month, and you can watch as many things as you want. Isn't life... Just take a step back, Sean, and think about it. Isn't that brilliant? You can just watch as much as you want. It's endless. Cineworld, I pay £17 a month and I can watch as many films as I want in any Cineworld around the country. What is going on?
I think this is the most positive 2 minutes
I just had this
of my life.
Isn't it brilliant?
That you should write like a self-help book.
Really?
Yeah, just like just go
positivity. Is that good? Brilliant. Don't moan about stuff.
Okay, throughout the show, let's pepper it. That we're going to make it this a positive show. Yeah. We're going to pepper it because news is normally bad, so we're just going to pepper it with good stuff.
Okay,
stuff to be happy about.
That's a nice idea.
In life.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
Apps. Just check train times.
Yeah.
There you go.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Add tube map. I use a tube map on there.
Okay.
You don't even need internet to use that. Once it's downloaded, it's there for good.
Okay. I think it's more that you're just blown away by technology.
I am.
Yeah, okay.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Okay, what's happening, Sean, in headlines?
Okay, headlines, The Times, World Unite. I mean, it's carrying on from what we've been talking about recently. World Unite in biggest ever mass expulsion of Russian spies.
Lovely. My joke of the week's about this.
Oh.
Save that for later.
Save it. Okay. But, so this is just lots of countries banning Russian people.
And
for their countries.
So have they actually, like, stopped them doing the job, or have they actually told them they've got to leave as well?
I don't really get it. They're like, what the people that are being banned, I don't really know what they do.
Is it a big deal? Do we need them? What do they do?
Clearly
what's a
not.
Diplomat do?
Exactly, I don't
just,
know.
Just sort of, he's there, and if they need to talk about Russian stuff, they get him in.
Yeah.
The Prime Minister say, get the Russian diplomat.
There you
and
go.
It's a channel from Russia to here.
Okay.
Is it? So, is that how it works?
Newsish.
So
this is newsish.
So what happens now if we want to talk to Putin? Putin.
Nothing. It's just, no, it doesn't matter.
Do you put it in an email instead?
Oh, yes. There you go. Very
Come
good.
On. There you go.
The pun daddy is here. So, there's that. Again, in the Independent, Russia warns the West, we will strike back.
Yeah, saw that.
So would
yeah.
it just be that Russia then ban more British
diplomats?
No,
this is it. Apparently, I saw... Did you not see it? They put a tweet out saying which of these UK...
I don't know what you're trying to say.
Consulate. That's what I don't know how. It's like the place where the UK ones are. You know, the UK diplomats.
This is
so in
just
Russia.
Gibberish.
No, it's not. It's not gibberish.
But we've
it's
not made sense since we've been talking about the news. Me and you.
Yes, we have. The diplomats, the UK diplomats, where do they live in Russia? Is it a consulate? Is that what it is? Why has our producer not told us what a consulate is yet?
No,
that is what it is, isn't it?
Let him
That's what it is, isn't
like,
it?
What are you trying to say?
What?
What are you trying to say?
Consulate.
No, forget the word.
What?
Right, let's put it. Right, let's. I don't know what you're talking about, and you don't know the word. So now try to explain what you're talking about without the word.
Where the. Okay, yes.
Okay.
In James Bond. Right. In James Bond, if he needs to get safe in a country, he'll go to the place where he's allowed to go.
Embassy.
Embassy. Oh, yeah.
What's the.
No, that's not what I'm thinking there. I don't think that's what I mean. What's a consulate?
Are you okay?
Embassy, yeah, embassy. Okay, anyway, there's something in Russia. Shut up. There's something in Russia.
We've not even got to German Rob yet.
Is consulate even a word? Why has our producer not told us what it is yet?
Can you try and
is
help?
Is it even a word?
Mark, okay. A consulate is a small diplomatic office of one country in another country.
Yes! That's what I meant.
If the first country has an ambassador in the other country, the main diplomatic office located in the capital city is called an embassy.
Yes. Yes,
and
so I was right.
In this situation, any consulates would be located in other large towns and cities.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, so I think they've put out which ones, out of three of them, would you want us to close down? They put that to the Russian people to vote on Twitter.
Wow, like Big Brother.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
And that was from the...
They're just laughing at the whole thing.
Well, because...
Someone's died. Former Russian spies
died. No, they haven't died
well,
yet.
Well, no, sorry, yeah, you're right. They've not died, but they're... Yeah.
Critically ill.
Yes.
Sorry, carry on.
Well, and they're just laughing. Oh, funny tweets.
Yeah.
Laughing. I was mad.
Because May's gone... She's made that threat, like, they need to own up or there's going to be trouble.
Yeah,
and
now by midnight.
And they've just gone, oh, and they haven't.
Yeah.
So she's like, oh, let's just... We just sack some people.
Yeah.
And that's... Who cares? Russia don't care.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Well, I think we covered that pretty well. Next.
Ewan Davis is shaking in his chair thinking he's lost the Newsnight job because Mark Simmons...
What's funny about that is, I don't even know who that is.
Is the presenter of Newsnight.
Okay.
You know Dragon's Den?
Yeah.
Okay. You know when it cuts to, sometimes it cuts to a sort of weird looking fella in an attic who for some reason...
Oh.
Who sort of some reason sets up what Dragon's Den is every time when you think, what is the point in your role in this program?
Know, yeah, we know what it is.
Yeah, him.
Ah, cool.
Yeah. Okay, so that's again, that's covered. Okay, yes, anti-Semites will destroy Labour, senior MPs warn. Have you heard about this?
Apparently I saw about it, but I didn't know what's
within
happening.
The Labour Party.
Okay.
So Labour's existence is under threat from anti-Semitism within its ranks. Jeremy Corbyn has been told by one of his MPs amid mounting pressure for action.
Okay, tell me, what's the evidence? How do we know this?
Well, there was one thing that I found. It emerged that Corbyn and other Labour MPs were members of a Facebook group where anti-Semitic conspiracy theories were posted. Mr Corbyn was a member for 7 years.
What?
So here's the question I want to ask you.
Yes.
Are you anti-Semitic?
Of course I'm not.
No. Right, okay.
Unbelievable.
But I believe you. But which race do you like the least?
Like long distance.
Okay. So, but everyone's equal. Do you have a favourite race?
A favourite race?
I don't know why people are anti-Semitic. I don't get it. I think Jewish people...
Is it Semitic?
Clever and funny. They're the best ones.
Yeah.
If anything, I'm like the opposite of anti-Semitic. I'm like pro.
Is it pro-Semitic? Is that something?
It is now.
I'm asymptomatic.
What?
I don't know. So is it just Jews?
Is it just what?
We're Semitic.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Is it just Jewish people? I didn't know if it was a broader... Because I know that was obviously, you know, with Hitler and all that.
What do you mean with Hitler and all that?
Well, that's... So I know about anti-Semitism because of that.
Yeah.
But I didn't know whether that covered a broader people or is it just Jewish people? Is that stupid?
Have you eaten?
Yeah, I had a protein bar.
Okay. Is that what you've had?
Yeah. Right. And some tea.
Yeah, so Hitler...
Yeah.
...didn't like Jews.
No, I know that.
Right.
Obviously.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what?
So, but I'm saying, so what my question is, that anti-Semitism...
Yeah, that's what,
that's just Jewish people that you hate.
Me?
No!
Hey? No! Yes, anti-Semitism
means... Yeah, just Jews.
You don't like Jews. Stop saying just Jews!
Why can't I say just Jews?
Because there's a Jews called Just Juice. Sounds like you're talking about just Jews. The car, the drink. My God.
Well, that's what I thought. So, yeah.
Anti-Semitic, hostile to or prejudiced against Jews.
Yeah, no. Well, I thought that would be... That's so... Is it all nonsense blown up? Like, is it... Or is it...
Corbyn's not... Apparently, Corbyn hasn't done himself any favours because he's not come out and sort of, like, outwardly, you know, denied it and tried to...
Right.
...brush it under the carpet.
Hmm.
Is that the saying? Brush it under the carpet?
Yeah.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so that's good. Well, cover that one.
Yeah.
Share some positivity.
Oh, just say something positive.
Yeah, what do you like?
Sunshine.
Okay.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
German Rob. We've got to do German Rob.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's the new section.
Okay, do you want to explain the section before we do the jingle?
Okay, so new section for the show. Rob has a flatmate.
Mark has
I did that last week.
No, no.
Mark has a flatmate, German Rob, who is studying a master's in politics.
Higher.
What?
PhD.
Okay.
Yeah.
In politics.
To do with that, yeah. Like, when it's PhD, it goes more specific.
Yeah.
But don't ask me, it's a long name.
Okay, and we know what happens when you try to remember words.
Well, it's about to happen in a minute.
So, basically, this section is Rob tries to teach Mark stuff about politics, current affairs.
Yep.
Yeah. And Mark has to come in and try and basically explain what Mark...
What Rob?
Oh, my God! What is going on today? What Rob told Mark.
Yeah, so he tells me the day before.
Yeah, so we got a new jingle.
Yeah.
Oh, I've not heard it yet.
Okay.
German Rob.
Yeah.
Political correspondence with German Rob. Yeah.
What is that?
I got Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay, there you go. There's the new German Rob. So.
Yeah.
Tell us.
Tell us.
Get
okay.
Game.
Yeah. So Donald Trump.
Oh yeah.
Has fired his national security advisor.
Yeah.
Can't remember who that was, and he. But he's replaced them.
Yeah.
With a guy. With the surname Bolton.
Okay.
Can't remember his first name.
Did you only remember that because of the football team?
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's bad.
Oh, why is it bad?
Because he was instrumental in the Iraq war.
Right.
And he loves war.
Okay.
This bloke bloody loves it. And he really likes war.
Yeah.
And... he's already said that he thinks we should go to war with Korea, or US should.
Okay.
And he's good at manipulating people into doing things.
Okay.
And Rob said, this is bad.
Okay, so that you've heard so it.
This is bad. Oh,
it's an exclusive and, from Joe and Rob, this is bad.
Yeah, and you know Gaddafi? Do you know stuff about Gaddafi?
Yeah.
So, ages ago, Bush... Oh, he was in the Bush administration, this yeah. bloke. And he was also instrumental in when Gaddafi... They had talks, a bit like what Trump's going to go and do.
Yeah.
Thingy.
Yeah.
Un.
Yeah. Kimberly.
Kim Jong-un. And he's going to... Oh, yeah. So they basically promised Gaddafi...
This is...
Like, if he gives up his nuclear weapons...
This is a real lie.
This is very important. You know, this is very good information.
Informative.
Informative.
I don't know what is going on today.
Okay. So when Gaddafi said... No. They promised Gaddafi...
Gaddafi is a silly word. Just the more you say it, the sillier it sounds.
Gaddafi... gave up all his nuclear weapons because the US said that they would never overthrow him.
Yeah.
And he gave up his nuclear weapons and they overthrowed him. So basically, Rob said that why is Kim Jong-un going to sort of believe the US if they say the same sort of thing?
Right.
So what have you taken from that? I think I did quite well then.
Okay, well, so the National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster... has resigned and will be replaced by former US Ambassador and Fox News analyst John Bolton. President Donald Trump announced it in a tweet on Thursday. That is the news. Okay,
it's bad news.
It's bad. Rob
is really... I can see it in his eyes. He's really, like, deterred.
Okay. All right, well, there you go.
Deterred?
Perturbed.
Perturbed.
Oh, Mark, what are you doing?
Perturbed.
Just leave it. Just leave it. Stop trying to say words that you've not said before. Just leave it. Okay, we're going to have a song. We're going to come back with a song. Yep. And we're going to hear Mark Simmons' Joke of the Week. So first, it's Gods and Lovers by... Is that Yonaka? Yonaka? I don't even know. Never heard of them.
Cross my heart and up today. I think I lost my appetite. Getting lonely ain't the same. God as lovers, you got blame. But not your babe, but not your babe. Because we know this way. But not your babe, but not your brain. I think we lost it. Bugging fuck. this what you're bargaining for? Getting twisted on the floor. Ain't this what you're bargaining for?
Radio presents
Sarah Love and My Sticky.
This weekend I was listening to some thrash metal.
Wait, sorry man, my ear, I just...
My sit up of a... thrash. I would take Slayer and Megadeth any day over Lady Gaga, Rihanna, all of that nonsense. What's incredible is the musicianship, but also it's like pure adrenaline. Like you energy, can understand why these kids want to kick the hell out of each other. And the other thing I like is the image. How Slipknot look, it's not a result of a manager, a record label and a stylist sitting around a table saying, I've got this great idea, it would be so great if you came out in boiler suits. But there's a lot of similarities with metal and hip-hop.
Every Monday,
Sarah Love and My Sticky.
From 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
Check it out. And before that was Gods and Lovers by Yonaka.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I did really like it, actually. Yeah. It's now time for your...
Mark Simmons' Joke of the Week.
So, the UK have expelled 23 Russian diplomats... But the number is actually much bigger if you include all the smaller diplomats inside each of them.
Right, Russian dolls. Great.
Yeah.
There you go. Enjoyed that.
You didn't, did you?
Yeah, well done. It's
well,
good.
Well, if you...
That was good. So,
yeah, that's fine.
My mum...
Don't want to bother.
Hang, this is breaking news. My mum is back on the show.
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
Back on the show. So it's time for...
So she wasn't coming on because she'd...
Been to a dentist.
Been to a dentist.
So now she's on.
Ah, exciting.
She's on the show.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Unless she's... Oh my God. She's gone.
That's why. She's just hung up. She's like, Sean, don't tell her that.
Look, well, okay. Well, she's teased us. She's come on the show. And she's left again. There you go.
Wow, that's what they're like when I'm there.
Oh my God, what are you doing? Come on, man.
Ooh.
Right, well, look, in the meantime.
What? Yeah, newsletter.
They'll try and get hold of my mum. You read us the newsletter.
So, this is my the newsletter from my village I grew up in.
You've actually got a jingle.
Have I?
I didn't know. I don't think I've ever pressed this.
Oh, this is exciting.
Extra real life.
Mark's village newsletter.
I don't remember that.
No,
there you go. God, it's like we're doing the show for the first time. Come on.
Well, there's a lot of... It's a bit really worrying. There's a neighbourhood watch section in the newsletter.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff happening.
Yeah.
Like, last few weeks, I was talking about break-ins and whatnot.
Oh, I just thought something good.
You just thought something good?
Microwaves. Amazing.
Microwaves.
Yeah.
But that's not new.
Macaroni cheese. Yeah, it does have to be new. Just macaroni cheese. 4 minutes. Done. What a life.
Have I ever told you that until quite recently, I thought macaroni cheese was a type of cheese?
Oh, my.
I didn't know macaroni was the pasta bit. Didn't know that. I just thought macaroni cheese. I thought it was just like mozzarella cheese.
Unbelievable. Come on.
Also, I've never had it. Is it good?
You've never had macaroni cheese?
No, I just thought it was some sort of cheese. I thought, I'll just...
So what did you think macaroni cheese was?
Just like, sort of warm cheese. You know, like...
No. What did you think... You know what macaroni cheese is now?
Yeah.
Right, what did you think that was?
Just some cheese. Just cheese.
You didn't know there was pasta in it?
No, that's what I'm saying. I just thought it was a type of cheese.
Oh, my God.
But that's understandable, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
because people don't say macaroni and cheese; they say macaroni cheese.
Well, in America, they say mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese, yeah. Oh,
so back to newsletter.
There's been a white Peugeot, dodgy white Peugeot van, just sort of creeping around the village, and
right.
Then one of the residents of Curtis Lane found his car rolled slash pushed down the drive and partly in the road, and it had the handbrake on. So they reckon someone was trying to nick it. But that can't be right. They can't be trying to push it out. Like, that's, that can't be right.
No. What else?
Someone had, like, another similar sort of thing. Part of the car was smashed and someone had made an attempt to break into it. It's bad, isn't it?
Right.
Like, that's the trouble with being in a village in the middle of nowhere. Do you know what I mean? People feel like they can...
take advantage.
More likely to get away with stuff. Cause yeah. I doubt there's CCTV or anything.
Yeah. But there is a newsletter, so you do have to be careful.
Yeah, so a month later.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, that's
so this is where you're from. Quite a rough area.
It's not, though. It's that's why I'm always so surprised about all this.
Yeah. They keep it underground.
But Neighbourhood Watch...
what is a neighbourhood watch? I've always thought...
like a clock tower.
But what is it? You see the... do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's just people report stuff if something's happened.
So we're all part of a neighbourhood watch, aren't we? Really?
Yeah, I don't think they wander around, like, with T-shirts.
If you saw someone climbing into a window of someone's house...
yeah, I'd think they've probably lost their keys.
I always think that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get on with your day.
Yeah. Okay, well, look, my mum has now decided she doesn't want to come on the show.
Oh, what?
She's been to the dentist. Yeah, I don't know what is going on. She's been to the dentist, and she can't sort of talk properly.
Oh.
So we're just going to go to speak to my dad, who will be giving us sports news.
Cracking.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time. The time has come for your sports news. Coming to you live from Brighton, England. Please welcome Michael Walsh.
Hello?
Hello, Dad.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, not bad. How are you?
Well, not bad.
Good.
Great Ireland champions of Europe in the rugby. That's a bit of a result, isn't it?
That's amazing. And did they win the championship by beating England?
Yeah. Well, I think they pretty well already won it, but that meant that they beat everyone. You know, it's called the Grand Slam.
Nice. It's a nice bonus for Ireland to beat England as well.
Yeah, but I mean, it's nothing we don't do very often. Yeah, we often do in rugby, yeah. Believe it or not.
Yeah, no, I believe it.
Yeah, we're pretty well a world-class rugby team. But, I'm breathless because I walked up and down the fucking stairs.
You're breathless because... why did you walk up and down the stairs?
I walked up, Tom was on the phone, I didn't know whether she was on the phone to you or not.
Why won't she come on the show?
She's been to the dentist and she said four fillings. She's upstairs moaning.
Oh, okay.
I can sort of see it.
Right. But so, what, can she talk?
She can really, yeah. But she wasn't sure that she could. I think that's to your friend, the producer. I think she must have been speaking to her.
Right.
And she wasn't sure that she could speak, yeah.
Okay. Cool.
But I haven't got an awful lot to say. Is the poor world having to listen to this?
No, not really. Have you got any other sports news?
Well, just I missed the football last weekend. Ireland got beaten in Turkey in a meaningless international.
Right.
Scotland got beaten in a meaningless international.
Yeah.
And England beat Holland in a meaningless international. And I'll be watching them against Italy tonight in a meaningless international.
There you go. Yeah, great. That's it. That's sports news. Right. Thanks for that, Dad.
That's the sports news. All right, you finished now? Happy
yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Cool.
All right, bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
There you go.
I love your dad.
Sports news from my dad. There. It's a shame my mum couldn't do local news.
I like that he's got a little catchphrase now.
What?
Meaningless international.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Well, they are, aren't they?
Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah. So, I'll tell you what we'll do, because we've got some room. Although we do have the new section of German Rob.
Yeah, yeah.
So that would have helped us. But you said there's quite a lot of news in the tabloids.
There's some... I mean, the front pages of The Sun is... that's not news, is it?
What?
Do you think this is news?
Go on.
Okay, the headline is Tran and Wife.
Tran and Wife?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Tran and Wife.
Yeah, as in man and wife. Basically.
Oh, okay.
Basically, a man that was a woman.
Yeah.
Married a woman.
Yeah.
That was a man.
Right.
So
it's also...
it's Tran and Tran.
Yeah, exactly.
About that, you know, that common saying that sounds like. That's not news, is it? Has that never happened before?
Yeah, it must be a slow week. Yeah.
That's... I don't know. happy.
Did you read the story? Is there anything else in it?
They're just like really. It was nice. They're just happy. That one was in the army,
right?
The woman that was a man was in the army.
The woman that was a man. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and they do look like they've done a good job.
Let's have a look.
Like the man really looks like a man.
Bloody hell! Yeah,
really does.
The woman also looks like a woman.
How's he got the beard? How's that happened? Is that
they give them like
really?
It's like drugs, a hormonal drugs.
That makes it do that. Yeah, it's great. It makes it do that. That's so good.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, there you go. So that's, you know.
You're straight. Would you marry a woman, really fit, your type, looks like your type, if she was if she used to be a bloke?
Well, I had this. Did I tell you I had a little situation? Like, I went on a date with a girl that I thought might be a man.
What? Sorry?
I've told you this, haven't I? Have I not told you this?
What?
Yeah, so matched and stuff. I don't think that she's.
What, on Tinder?
But I don't know. But yeah, I just noticed she had had an Adam's apple. And is.
Well, hang on, in the photo? Or when you were on the date?
Met her. Nice. Yeah, she's nice. But like, and then, so then I started thinking, well, I'm trying to look, I couldn't work it out whether she was or not.
You couldn't work out if she used to be a man or not?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's difficult, isn't it?
You don't want to ask.
You can't ask.
So tell me about you. Did you used to be a bloke by any chance?
I know. She had quite big hands, and they say that's a thing, isn't it? That's a telltale sign. But and then I started thinking to myself, because she was nice, but I didn't like it. Like, say she wasn't a man at all, and it was a woman.
Yeah.
I wasn't that taken with her in that sense. Like connection, I didn't feel like there was a good connection.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, it's not transphobic to not want to, if you know that it was a man and you decide you don't want to.
Got to say she was a man.
She. Did I say it? Oh no. Oh my god.
We're going to get shut down.
Thanks for that, for correcting. Because I'm not transphobic. But
no, I know
my question is, it's not transphobic to not want to because of that? Or is it?
I'd be careful saying that.
No, because I'm not saying I didn't. And I was thinking to myself, this is the question you gave me. If she was really, really hot and I really connected and that, then I don't know if I would or not. I don't know, it's a tough one, isn't it?
But that'd be great because if she... Right, so she's
careful.
She's attractive,
yeah.
Right? Or she's your type.
Yeah.
If she used to be a bloke, then she might like more blokey things. So you get everything.
That's true.
You could like go, you know, you could watch Batman, play computer games, do bloke stuff.
Yeah.
And have sex.
With
Great.
What's our producer saying?
We got no from our producer, which is none of what you're saying is wrong. Just an awkward listen. I don't know. I reckon there'd be people out there that could find it offensive that you wouldn't want to go out with a girl that used to be a man.
But I didn't say I definitely didn't.
No,
just,
I know
just
you
in
didn't.
General.
No, I know.
You think that would be offensive, yeah.
To some people, it's mad out there, isn't it?
Yeah.
So there you go.
But then, what if it was a man that was a woman? So it was a woman, and you fancied the man. Oh, I don't know where I'm going with this one.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
No, I wouldn't. No, I absolutely would not fancy a man if he used to be a woman.
No.
No.
What if it looked like a woman?
What?
So she's living like a man, but she hasn't.
Do you know, I think I've told you. I've told you this before. I was in a Pret. I was waiting.
I can't believe I said it. I'm so sorry.
I was waiting in a Pret, and a woman that quite clearly used to be a man. No offence, but just.
Yeah, like, none taken.
Was you to anyone listening? You know, it's quite clear. And he recognised me. He was like...
He?
Oh, she. And then he was like, you must get this all the time. Like, like getting recognised. You just sit there and prep, like, no one's looking at you. And I was like, yeah, well, it's London, and I don't think it's putting that much. So it's fine. And he goes, I recognise you. And then he went, well, anyway, I'll leave. She went, oh, anyway, I'll leave you to it. And I went, oh, you know, what are you doing with your day? And it, she said, she went, can I get my balls chopped off?
No.
I swear on my life. That is a genuine story. Can I get my balls chopped? And you know my laugh when I lose it? I lost it in Brett. Amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
Just across the road from Charing Cross Hospital.
Really?
Yeah. Charing Cross Hospital, which isn't in Charing Cross. It's really annoying.
And how was she? Was she, like, quite chilled out about it? Like, because that's quite a... I mean, I'm just feeling a bit wheezy thinking about it.
Oh, no, she was well up for it. I'll go get my balls chopped off. Like, just like something
you're
like...
You're saying that... Normally you're quite squeamish, but you're quite... Oh, you're not...
It wasn't my balls.
No, but the thinking about the fact that...
I don't think about that.
If people want to get...
Anyway, what else is in the tabloids?
Yeah, there you go. But that's front page news. That is mad. All the stuff that's going on in the world, and that's front page news.
Yeah,
that is not news. Okay, Space Cadet Paul O'Grady is terrified to go to sleep at night in case he wakes up face to face with an alien.
What?
You know Paul O'Grady?
Yeah, Lily Savage.
Oh, that's almost on top.
Yeah,
as well.
There you go.
Nice link.
Well done.
Who's not? Transgender.
No.
But was.
What?
What is it when you dress as a woman?
Transsexual.
Transvestite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drag queen. Come on.
So he reckons he's been. He lives near me. Aldington. That's near where I grew up.
Okay.
And they've actually spelled Aldington wrong. They put Adlington. And I know it's Aldington. There you go.
Right. I'm going to go with them.
No.
I'm going to go with him.
I'll challenge you on that. He keeps seeing UFOs flying near his house.
Right.
And he's really worried about it. Have you ever... I mean, that's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen an alien?
No, I've not seen an alien.
Do you believe in them?
Do I believe in aliens?
Do you believe in aliens?
There must be... It's like everyone says this. There must be something else out there. Whether they're in a flying saucer flying over our buildings, I doubt it.
No, but you do sometimes get like cameras on aeroplanes and stuff catch these weird sort of movements through the air, don't they?
Yeah, but who cares?
And what would you if you knew that there was an alien ship about to land?
Yeah.
Like, are you worried?
Yeah.
Are worried.
Disease. Well, they bring bacteria that
we're
not.
Isn't it?
No, but no, it's not like, oh, they got AIDS. not like that, but they'd have like new bacteria that we wouldn't be able to. But handle then, and it wipe
but,
out.
But maybe they won't be able to handle our bacteria and it'll wipe them out.
Oh. Yeah.
I've never heard of that as a worry.
Oh, definitely. You're coming from another planet.
Don't worry about them like shooting us or blowing us up.
Nah. Be right.
Okay, what if they landed in America and you know Trump's going to be the first one to greet them?
Oh, no. What do you think he would do? I mean, grab their pussy. Oh, my God. Sorry, shock it. It's weird saying that 20-1 in the afternoon. I do apologise.
Yeah, that's probably what you would do.
Yeah.
But that might be the way they greet each other. Like, that could be normal.
Greetings.
And they grab it. That's not a pussy.
Stop saying that word. I shouldn't have said that word. Don't say it. It's weird saying that. Well, at any time. Yeah, have some respect. Okay.
So that was the alien story.
Yeah.
Oh, lots of Easter. There's Easter news. They reckon there's going to be a lot of people on the roads heading out for Easter holidays.
Everyone knows that. That's not news.
But someone thinks they've seen a shark off the...
What's that got to do with Easter?
Well, because people are going on holiday. So they're going to go to Devon and place like that. So they're saying be careful for sharks. Someone's spotted one just off of the coast of Devon.
Right.
Could be a great white.
A great white in Devon.
Yeah, you scared of sharks?
Am I scared of sharks? When I was a child at primary school, I was so interested in sharks that I made a shark magazine.
What?
Yeah.
But their jaws dropped.
Yeah. Very good.
Thanks.
Yeah. So I made a magazine where I'd write about sharks and have pictures
really?
Of sharks.
Go on,
yeah.
Tell us something about sharks then.
Oh, I can't remember it. It's so long ago.
Oh.
No, I know absolutely nothing about sharks, but I did once write a magazine. So it's weird. When I was like six, I knew more about sharks than I do now.
That is weird. Oh, hello. What's happened?
Well, just some other news is that last week a walrus was spotted off Sutherland coast.
Sutherland? Where's Sutherland?
I have no idea. What's Sutherland?
I don't know. Sunderland, you mean? Scotland.
Scotland. Scotland, this is a disaster.
Well, the thing is, I wouldn't know that there's not walruses in Scotland. That's not news. Like that's news to me. Oh, yeah. No, I don't. That's news to me that there's not
that's
normally.
That's what news is.
That there's not normally walruses. That's news.
Okay.
Is that no
but
idea?
It would be weird if there was a walrus in Brighton.
Again, I don't know. What's a walrus? Why is that so weird? Why is it weird to have a walrus in this country?
This is ridiculous. This is the weirdest episode we've ever done.
I don't think it is.
Right. Okay. We're just now talking to our producer because it's weird because they live in the Arctic. There you go.
Oh, do they?
There you go.
That is weird. What are they doing there then?
Exactly. Okay. So what we're going to do, is that all the tabloid news?
Oh, there's probably some more.
What do you mean probably
some more? This is quite big
What do you
news.
Mean about Trump and the porn star?
Oh, yeah. Hang on. Yeah, I've got that
Stormy
somewhere.
Daniels. Okay, here's a question for you. Did you recognise her?
Did I recognise? No. You mean from videos?
But obviously, not from animal documentaries. Yeah, from videos.
No. Well, have you seen her work before?
Well, I recognised her.
Did you?
Yeah. Actually? Oh, it's that one.
All right. Oh, God, I can't even find... Oh, here we go. She says she vows to describe President Trump's willy to prove their fling.
What?
Yeah, she says she's going to describe his willy to prove that they had a fling.
Oh, my God. Do you reckon it's orange?
Yeah, that's a good question.
It's not a great question.
Okay, for this show, that's a good question.
Right.
But that would be... So you could guess that, though.
What do you mean?
Well, she just went, it's orange, and he goes, oh, damn, and you shouldn't have put that stuff on it.
Yeah.
Like, but what's it matter?
What do you mean?
Well, I assume Donald Trump has slept with lots of porn stars.
Yeah, but he's married.
I still assume that Donald Trump...
Yeah.
That's not news. Everyone knows he. Of course he has.
I know everyone knows, but it's...
There was another thing that said, apparently, she said that he told her that she reminds him of his daughter.
That is weird, isn't it?
But that's weird, yeah.
Oh, that was...
We knew that anyway.
Because he said she was clever.
Oh, I did... Okay.
Oh, God, yeah. It wasn't like they were... Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, one last. Have we got time for one more?
Yeah.
Quite big news for the impotent men out there. You can now...
Viagra over the counter.
Yeah.
Buy Viagra over the counter. I saw that today in the paper on the way here. Yeah. I don't know what, the Times or something. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to be...
£5, wasn't it?
£5 a tablet.
Right.
So you can get... They sell them in packs of four, $19.99.
Would you be embarrassed doing that?
Well, that's what I was thinking. Can I have some...
Oh, sorry, this is hard. No, as in, doing this is hard. Obviously, that's not hard. That's why I'm trying to buy it.
So, Boots are going to have it for 2 weeks, and then it's going to go out to other companies. So after that, there's some stiff competition.
Very good. So Boots have got the exclusive rights to Viagra for 2 weeks.
Yeah, apparently. Exclusively.
Does that mean you can use them on the touchscreen, though?
Oh.
On the self-checkout?
I didn't know that was a thing.
What?
In Boots?
Yes.
Oh, no. See, that's weird. Over the counter, to me, sounds like you have to ask someone over the counter.
Yeah, I think you probably do. I was just putting it out there that maybe doesn't mean you could...
You might be able to pick it up just off of the... People would... Nah, they can't just have it on the shelves because people would nick that because they don't want to... Talk 21 or
yeah,
That's good though, isn't it? Good news.
Yeah.
Have you ever
something else
have you
that's
ever
good about
taken
life?
The Viagra.
What?
Have you ever had taken the Viagra?
No. I wonder if
I had. Me neither.
I don't think I would say it anyway.
No.
Would you?
I didn't know this, but this is probably obvious. Porn stars all take Viagra.
What, female ones?
No. Why would they take one?
That's what I thought. That's why I thought you were saying it, because that would be not interesting.
Oh,
but
be
that would
be weird.
That would be weird.
Oh,
but
no. Male ones, yeah.
Of course.
Why is that of course?
Because they have to shoot and then they, like...
Different angles
and all that.
Yeah. It's a little...
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Did I tell you I forgot my one of my friends is a porn star?
What?
One of my friends from the gym where I used to work is a porn. Well, let's say a star probably is a bit too. He's done a bit, yeah.
What, a bloke?
A bloke, yeah.
Oh my god!
But now he works behind the camera, so he's sort of, you know, learning all the bits.
Okay, so look, let's. We're going to hear a song. We're going to come up from a song. We're going to get weather from our guest Simon Evans.
Lovely stuff. We could ask him about Viagra.
Oh god! This is Formidable by The Big Moon.
Love, you've got an island to sing. Better leave the boat capsizing. Oh, ruminating, passionate sleep. Better be a new sun rising. Did she make you swallow all your pride? Does the love still shiver down?
Formidable by The Big Moon. There you go. I've just found this in the papers, this in the Times, that hashtag him too. Jesus was victim of sex abuse.
Sorry?
Say scholars. Jesus. Jesus was
Jesus.
Me too. Yeah.
What? Hang on. What?
Yeah.
Say the whole thing again.
Stripping Jesus before his crucifixion was an act of sexual abuse.
Oh, I thought that was saying like he was a stripper.
As was the use of a spear and nails to penetrate his flesh. There you go. Jesus was me too'd.
That's weird.
Have you ever been me too'd?
Sounds like one of your Daily Mail ones.
Yeah.
Have I ever been me too'd?
Yeah, have you ever been abused? Oh, we've done this. Do you remember that time that...
What? Oh.
Well, you got spiked.
Not talking that again. got away with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, don't bring that up again.
Okay, well done.
Yeah. So, anything else?
We forgot to do the jingle for local gossip. But I think it's because my mum wasn't on the show.
Do you want to do it anyway?
Well, I don't really know what to do.
Just go for it.
Okay. Tracy!
Yeah?
Have you heard what happened down the road?
No, what happened?
Well, you know that Volkswagen that Peter's got?
Yeah, the silver one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right? He walks up this morning, he goes out, and someone's nicked one of the wheels.
They haven't.
Yeah, yeah. But he really needed to drive to the petrol station to buy some spam. So he loves spam. That's why they call
him. His favourite.
That's why they call him Spam Peter.
Spammy Pete.
Spammy Pete, right? And he went to the BP and drove there with three wheels.
Did he?
Yeah.
And it worked?
Well, yeah, it was absolutely fine.
Oh, well, what's the point of having four?
Exactly, that's what he said.
Is it?
Yeah,
so
is
he going to get replacement?
No, well, what he did is he took off another wheel to see if that would work.
Did he?
It didn't.
Which one? Did he take off the wrong side?
Yeah. And so it didn't work.
Oh.
Yeah. There you go. That would local gossip. That local gossip. That would have been the jingle for local gossip. okay, so let's talk about the weather.
Oh, excellent. Mark. Lovely.
Let's talk to our guest, a very funny comedian, Simon Evans, who will be on tour. Hello, Simon.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
I'm blimey.
How are you?
I'm all right. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just listening to your spam-related anecdotes and thinking, am I going to be expected to contribute something to this?
You don't.
We've moved on, have we?
No, it's fine. You don't have to worry about that.
I wondered whether you were teeing me up there. I was thinking, I've got fuck all on spam, mate. That's what you're thinking.
The things that we have been talking about, obviously this is a very serious news show, and what we got to was basically, there was a story in a tabloid, it was a front page of, was it The Sun, Mark?
Yeah.
And what was it?
So a man that was a woman married a woman that was a man.
Okay. Degenerate bullshit.
Yeah. And we were wondering, what we went on to discuss is, would you, I know you're married, you have a family, but ignoring that, if you met an attractive woman that you got on with,
and
was your type, but you found out she was a man, would you still sort of go out with her? Or
frankly, Sean, I find your use of the word but rather offensive there. Suggesting some sort of systemised, institutionalised, immersed transphobia that I have internalised and I'm having. Yeah, of course. No, I think I'd regard it as an optional extra. You
know, optional extra.
Lovely.
I mean, it's a bit like unleaded or diesel, isn't it, at the end of the day, you know, as long as you don't need to suck it all out again and start again.
That's really tickled Mark. What other stuff did we talk about? Aliens. Do you believe in aliens? That's the other bit.
What, foreigners?
Do you believe in foreigners?
I have my suspicions, I've got to be honest with you. Yeah. There's a few telltale signs.
And of course, the other thing that we went on to discuss was the porn star Stormy Daniels doing that 60-minute special where she said that she's going to describe, to prove that this did happen with Trump, she's going to describe his penis. What do you think it looks like?
Yeah, what do I think Trump's penis looks like?
Yeah.
Fantastic, isn't it? I'd like to make an anthology of penises as described in court for that purpose over the years. It came up the other day that I think it was Freddie Starr's chauffeur or gardener or something who had claimed in court that he had a long history of sucking Freddie Starr off. And Starr refused to acknowledge this, and so he was asked in court whether or not Starr was circumcised, and he hesitated and was unable to say. And so the case was thrown up, and I thought, there's definitely a book in this, isn't there?
Yeah, so
I just remember with Bill Clinton's, it was all about whether it bent to the left or the right or something, wasn't it? It had quite a distinct kink in it.
Yeah,
with the various women who Hillary Clinton defamed and defiled.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, who were claiming that they'd had sex with him. They all had to say at what angle and along the shaft it deviated.
There you go. So what you're actually on the show for is to plug the tour. Tell us about the tour. Well, what you're actually on the show for is to plug the tour. Genius, your new show.
Yes, Genius Tour, that's right. I'm in Cheltenham this evening. I am in something called Melton, I think, tomorrow, which might be where the pies come from. Leicester area, Nottingham, and loads of... Google Simon Evans Genius, and apart from a few fan... based, you know,
reviews.
Exactly. You will come across some tour details. Yes, marvellous.
And what about the London date? When's the London date? It's March... oh, you're doing four, from the 20th to 24th in London. Where's that?
Yeah, no, you just missed that. That was the Soho Theatre. But I will be coming back to the Soho Theatre. I might be doing a couple of big shows upstairs because it sold out in the basement, so that was good.
Oh, that's good. What, do you enjoy touring?
I don't enjoy the travelling. I do not enjoy the travelling. If I could find some form... If I could create a holographic... format that would enable me to perform in my own basement and have it beamed into these, you know, art centres. But given the, you know, the standard of the dressing rooms, I think there's some way from being able to install that kind of gear.
You could do the whole tour in one day, though. That would be brilliant, couldn't you?
Yeah, it would be amazing, yeah. It's going to come soon. Holodeck, you know, that's the future, I'm hoping, yeah, because that is what that is. It's 90%. Just backache in traffic.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
That's
it, yeah. You still live in Brighton, don't you?
Yeah, still in Hove. Yes, Hove. We are still there pretty much. Yes, yeah.
Right.
I'm about to try and start seasteading. That's my plan. I'm going to create a small platform about 5 miles off the coast where I can enforce my own legal regime.
The weather, Simon, that's what you're here for. You're actually here. I know you want to plug your tour, but what we want is the weather. So before you give it to us, we're going to play you your very own jingle.
The weather.
Go.
I'm losing it a little bit, John. I can't quite hear what you're saying, mate. Was that...
Oh, the weather. We just want the weather.
Oh, you want the weather? Well, I'm looking out the window. Yeah. It's very white skies at the moment. Overcast, not much sort of modelling, not much light. There's a dampness in the air. I can see a bloke, a gas heating engineer, getting into his van opposite. And he looks a bit grumpy, so I'm going for cold.
Okay, cold.
Yeah. There's definitely some hunching on the shoulders of the pedestrians below. I'm up on the third story.
Right.
But, it's cold and damp. And there was a bit of a sea mist this morning, which is never a good sign for the rest of the country. We get an early warning on that.
Oh, wow. that is good.
Simon Evans, thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for giving us the weather. Good luck with the rest of the tour.
God bless you, Sean. See you shortly.
Bye. Excellent. Simon Evans there, very funny.
2 weeks in a row, you cut him off just as they're saying bye to me. You did that last week as well.
Well, you don't really... Who was on the show? Someone brought up the show and said, yeah, Mark doesn't really talk to the guests.
No.
You are allowed.
Yeah, but I feel like there's a flow. I think Freeway is a bit, you know...
Oh, there we go.
God.
Found the level of the show. Anyway, we're going to end on a song chosen by our weatherman, Simon Evans. The song is, I have no idea, it's by Franz Schubert. It's called Gretchen am Spinnrad.
What?
Something like that?
Sounds like what German Rob would choose.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. It's been newsish.
Yeah.
I've been Sean Walsh, of course, joined as always by Mark Simmons.
Bye.
Thank you for listening.
Oh, subscribe, rate, retweet, all that sort of stuff, please.
Yeah, don't rate this one.
Rate this one.
You like this one?
Yeah, I think it's been fun.
It's been good. It's been a...
Don't say it's been a mess, because they're all a mess.
Well, they're all a mess, but I do think it's been particularly dumber than normal.
As in,
well, I mean, you don't even know what dumber. You don't even know what dumber means. I mean, that for fuck. All right, bye.
is true.